Hey everybody, welcome into another episode of Can I Steal You for a Second? As always, I'm here with Shay Corrigan, Dustin Kendrick. We are finally done. We made the finale.
We made it, guys.
We survived Peter season.
Tears, blood, sweat, confusion.
And confusion. I think it was mostly confusion.
It was like a lot of confusion.
I'm still confused.
I'm a little confused too.
I don't really know what
did anyone get closure tonight?
I didn't get closure. Peter didn't get closure.
Barb certainly didn't get closure.
I feel like Kenny got some closure.
Oh yeah,
she did say her piece.
She said her piece, and you know, through this whole thing, she's really immature. She's really mature for her age.
Like
she womaned up.
She did.
She womaned up.
Well,
this whole thing, she's womaned up.
She has, and I think week one, everyone was kind of villainizing her for like being like, "Hey, can I talk to you?" The whole champagne nonsense. But she
has her fault.
Proven to us time and time again, she lives her truth. She goes out there and she makes it happen. And I really respect her.
If she wasn't so young, that would have been your bachelorette this year.
Yes. Okay, we're jumping the gun here, but
yeah, I was gonna say I was all, and I don't even think the age. Besides the fact that they seem to like consciously want to go for an older bachelorette this year, she seemed like and she even got her whole arc felt like it should have ended in her being announced as the bachelorette. Mm-hmm. So let's unpack that arc.
I think it's not over for her. Mm-hmm. I think it could possibly be something for her down the road.
But oh, yeah. She is not done with the Bachelor franchise.
No.
And I, for one, am thrilled by that.
We have not seen the last of her. So I don't want to get too in the weeds with the recap here, but it was a two-night special. So we had 4 hours of Bachelor chaos. And it all started, I think, you know, we were really excited and looking forward to who was Barb crying over.
Yeah.
And we took bets, and Shay played back the tape today.
Yeah, and we're going to actually play it just right now. We've got the sort of recording for you all to hear, because people were doubting, and by people I mean Dustin and Ashley were doubting their bets, and I was like, no, we were all wrong. So we're gonna very quickly play the tape.
Is everything okay?
Who are you talking about, Miss Weber? Who are you talking about?
What's going on over there? In the back of my head, I want like a plot twist and something scandalous that we just didn't see coming, but
they keep promising.
We'll make a bet. I'm just gonna do the opposite bet what you guys do. I honestly don't know, but let's make a bet.
Oh, can we even come up with three options?
No, I'm
okay, let's do three. Okay.
If we come up with three, I will get in on this. But right now, I feel like we only have one.
So Madison, Hannah Ann, are we going to put Victoria in there?
No.
Hannah Brown?
Are we saying who wins or who she's crying over?
Who she's crying over.
Okay. She's not crying over Victoria.
Yeah.
You're right.
Let's be real for a second.
You're right.
I also feel like it's incredibly unlikely she's crying over Hannah Ann, because, again, there's no drama there.
True.
I mean, if one of you want to take that as your pick, fine. But
yeah,
I'm not. I'm not taking a shot over a guaranteed loss.
I'll take that.
What?
I'm taking the opposite of you guys.
That's
so
fun.
You guys don't want to take
an independent thinker. Okay, so we got Hannah Brown.
Yeah, let's like still brainstorm
Madison
names
here. Mm-hmm. And then the third one's a wild card, which I think you should contribute personally. But
I'll say Julie.
Julie, okay.
Julie, all right.
Love
Since you guys love that conspiracy theory.
I'll take
Julie.
All right, so as you can hear, Dustin and Ashley both mentioned Hannah Ann and then talked themselves into Julie the producer. you went with Madison, I think.
Apparently, that's what the tape says, yeah.
So we were all wrong.
Whatever, let's just get this over with.
Yeah, but we're all people of our words.
So we're taking little itty bitty shots. We don't have shot glasses here.
This is
apparently
a workspace.
Espresso shots.
But these are little espresso cups.
Mm-hmm.
And as Dustin pours out the tequila, Barb was crying about Hannah Ann, which I don't think anyone saw coming.
No.
I didn't. I thought it was, honestly, deep down, I thought it was going to be Madison, because she already met Madison.
Right. She already met Madison. And I thought it was kind of
Madison
ironic.
Madison seemed like on brand for the family.
Yes, like wholesome family fun.
But very much not as a
turned Very much not the case. Okay.
All right, guys.
Well, we said it was going to be a shot of Malort. Yeah. So this is kind of
Malort.
A treat that it's tequila.
It is.
In my humble opinion. Oh, my.
Yeah, I will take credit for that by not being here last week, because I feel like I was able to get us out of that. But I'm like, I didn't agree to it. Though, who knows what I would have agreed to.
We should do this every time.
On camera.
Every night.
Okay.
Shots for every episode.
What are you cheersing to, guys?
Peter and Hannah.
To Peter.
No, to Madison.
You said Hannah.
Maybe just to Hannah Ann generally and her continued
Let's
success.
Let's just cheers to love.
To love.
Oh, that's cute.
That's gross. Okay.
Confusion, love, blood, sweat, tears.
Horny.
I agree. We got some comments here in the background from the peanut gallery.
Some, right. We did have some comments, didn't we?
Oh, my God. So apparently people on Facebook are agreeing with my Freudian slip there that Peter should be with Hannah Ann Still.
She absolutely he absolutely should.
Tequila's keeping in on the tequila. Shay's flag. She's cut off. Whoops. Oh, a delicious little treat there. So, again, we'll flash back till Monday. I don't want to get too in the weeds, but there was something that I took away from this finale, which I thought was a little bit of irony, is that Barb, who became the star of the finale, Peter's mom.
She was the star of the finale.
She was the star of the finale.
The face
of the
finale.
We had, like, the Barb cam.
They were all on her face. They were waiting for her facial expressions the whole time.
Okay, we're jumping the gun here.
Yes, I'm all over the
place. Wait, this is fresh. We gotta unpack it. But what I was gonna say is that for the first night on Monday night, she was like, you know, basically Madison and her, you know, religion or her how she lives her life just felt different from Peter. And blah, 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 blah. And then she was like, God came to me.
Yeah.
And Hannah Ann is the woman you need to be with. And it just felt very conflicting for me. And that's when my confusion started.
So Hannah Ann killed her, like, date with the parents. Like, she rolled in. There was no drama, so there's not a lot to say about it. But, like, she charmed them. They loved her. They could see that she loved Peter. Peter loved her. Aces. Wonderful. And then there's the Madison of it all, which we'll get to in a bit. And then he circles back to Hannah. And what I want to know, because I feel like I saw this conversation happening a couple places, and then Hannah Ann herself brings it up on After the Final Rose, should Peter have been upfront with her about Madison leaving the show?
I can't believe you're hesitating. Yes, he should have been upfront.
Look who it is,
a special guest on the pod.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Guys, oh, my God, yeah, take the mic.
Take the
Welcome
mic.
To Can I Steal You for a
Get
Second?
Get the pressure off. Take the pressure off me.
Can I steal your mic for a second, bro?
Y'all recognize this voice?
Steal the mic. Steal the mic for a second.
Steal the mic. That's a mic, segment. Steal the mic. Get
steal
it?
The mic, Mike.
Oh,
like
to call you.
Yes. Okay, Brandon.
I'm trademarking that. Make sure you write it down.
All yours.
I got you, bro. I think that 100% Peter should have told her the way he did. 100%.
The way he did?
Quicker.
Okay.
Quicker, right? So he came out the gate with it, like, hey, this is what, and that's my homie all day, of course, but, you know, you're looking for your wife, so you got to have effective communication fluidly throughout.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, what I like, too, with Hannah Ann.
That was steal the mic, Mike.
Steal the mic, Mike moment. I liked how Hannah Ann also brought up that Peter should have been more just fluid with his feelings with both of them. Like, he should have opened up to Hannah Ann and told her like how he was feeling about Madison and just his, you know, his hard times that he was going with. And you know,
I disagree.
You don't think
I'm
so?
I'll call you out right here. Yeah.
But that's what she said she wanted. Like, you kind of just.
I think it's one thing to be like, hey, I'm not sure if you're the woman I want to marry, but it's not fair to bring the other woman into your relationship. Like, I know it's a weird situation because you're dating two people, but it's like, okay, if Shay and I are dating here, it's not fair to be
each
like
other
to
or
dump
a shared person.
No, like, hypothetically, whatever. Let's be fluid here for a hot sec. So, like, we're dating and, like, Dustin's in the mix. It's one thing for me to be like, Shay, you know, I, you know, love our relationship, but I'm not sure if I'm there yet.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother thing to be like, I'm not sure I'm there yet because I'm still into this guy, Dustin.
Well,
I
see what you're saying, but maybe just talking about his struggles. Like, hey, I'm really struggling. I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
Like, just like being more open about that.
He's too nice of a guy. That's his problem.
He's a nice guy.
But is in being nice where he isn't so nice? Like, being gentle and not as transparent or honest as we just talked about, does that make him a nice guy? I don't think so. I think it's shady.
You think he was trying to be shady?
I don't think his intention was not to be shady, but that doesn't matter if that's how it's, you know, taken. He's a buck up a little bit.
Maybe.
You can say, not maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Well, the thing is with this, like, we haven't been through this experience. So it's so
nice.
I'm just saying, none of us have been in this experience where we've been, I mean, I've never been in love with two women at the same time. Have any?
Ever?
At the same time?
I don't know, I'm asking.
Ever. Not ever. Never in my life. Like, have you been in love with two guys before?
No.
No, but there's also, like, being into two people at the same time versus being on the verge of proposing to two people.
That's a problem. That's what we would identify as a problem.
You know what? This show is just weird. It's just weird. It's just a weird situation, and it tugs at those heartstrings. And you're just going to get a lot of different flavors of it.
Yeah, and so I'm hoping by the time you listen to this podcast, or if you're streaming with us now, you've seen the finale, you know how it goes. Here's the short version. Peter tells Shay, take it away. I don't even know what happened.
Shay's good at this.
Short version. Too long to read.
I've got the bullet points.
Okay.
So Madison, disastrous date meeting the parents. She kind of really gets it the message resonates that she doesn't feel like they're compatible. Like, she gets that their lifestyle seems at odds with each other. So she dumps Peter in Australia. Mm-hmm. Peter, super sad about it, but carries on with Hannah Ann, ultimately ends up proposing to Hannah Ann. She accepts. Now we're in California. He goes and visits her in one of the safe houses or whatever they do when they date, when the show is not yet aired. And they have a conversation that isn't really a breakup, but it's basically a breakup. And then I think they do actually break up on After the Final Rose, if I remember correctly. Meanwhile, Chris Harrison had taken the liberty of going to Alabama to talk to Madison and convince Madison to come to California to meet with Peter to talk about their feelings, which is a surprise to Peter. And then they also chat on After the Final Rose. Barb says her piece, which we'll get to in a bit, but we conclude with Peter and Madison deciding to take it day by day because they're still very much in love with each other. But I mean, we all saw the season.
Thank you for the spark notes.
I think that's it.
Well, because it was a lot of back and forth, and it was kind of hard to keep up.
A lot of travel, too. A
lot of travel, but what you brought up is that Chris Harrison, again, let's pretend that we're not cynics and all of this television stuff is very real. Let's not be cynical. Let's just pretend it's very real. Mm-hmm. None of it is the producers. So Chris Harrison has this wonderful idea to go down to Alabama and surprise Madison. Be like, hey, the engagement didn't work out. You still interested? She's like, yeah, let's go.
I need you to know.
And she shows up in LA and surprises Peter. Was that weird of Chris Harrison to just insert himself in this relationship?
It's weird because are he and Peter boys? of all the people to take it upon themselves to go contact Peter.
Is it weird? Maybe. Are we surprised? No.
Okay, we're not being cynical. If this was an organic situation.
It's even hard to think of it like that. Oh, man.
Okay, what about it? What if it was you? What if you were in California with Peter, knew the whole story? Would you go to Alabama and talk to Madison?
No, I wouldn't let it be.
Right? I don't know. I also just feel like it's 2020. You have their number. You can message it, DM them on Instagram. It just felt like a weird bachelor situation. Again, here I go being a cynic. I said we weren't going to do that, but it just felt so fake. Chris Harrison rolls up and then they're in LA and she surprises him. And
he's standing in a parking lot and just looks over his shoulder.
He was like, oh, what? Hello.
He's looking over the pool.
It's you.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he was surprised. I'm sure he didn't know that was happening.
I'm sorry. I'm not just standing in a backyard.
But, he said he was waiting to meet Chris Harrison.
No, I guarantee they were probably the producers okay, we're going to shoot some B-roll. You know, you're single now, so we're going to shoot some B-roll. And that's B-roll, and that is where they just film you contemplating, just thinking. Yeah, so
they're look sad out at the distance.
Yeah, they probably told him we were going to finish up some filming, and bam.
There she goes.
There she goes. They're definitely going to want an organic, surprise, face when they do this. So
Yeah. So the best part of The Bachelor is that everyone, Madison, Hannah Ann, our girl Barb, Peter, they're all watching this unfold in the live finale.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So
Barb cam, as you were saying before.
Yeah. So Barb, Peter's mom, love her. She has kind of stolen this finale because she is so reactive and emotional and invested in her son's situation. And she made it very clear, very abundantly clear, that Hannah Ann was her choice for Peter to propose to. And as it didn't work out, they had a little camera in the bottom of the screen where she's making faces and rolling her eyes and clearly upset.
Very, very expressive.
Very expressive. I want you guys to step into Peter's shoes for a moment. What would your reaction be to your mom behaving like that on live national television? Was she out of line?
You guys asking me?
Take it away. Either one of you.
I don't, Peter is a grown man. He makes his own choices and whatnot.
I feel like Madison, according to Barb, crossed her. Like kind of just, you know?
She made her wait 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Like, she just left a bitter taste in her mouth but about it.
Barb's a grown, adult, very adult woman. And Madison's 22, 23 years old. Like, I don't know. To pick enemies like that.
Well, I don't know what, we all don't know what happened, though, for her to get like that. Like, we heard a little bit of Barb's story. You know, waited 3 hours. Madison didn't want to meet the family, this and that. So we don't know necessarily what happened. We just see that Barb's just upset with Madison, you know, for some reason. Maybe she spoke out a little bit too much. Not my place to jump in and say yes or no. I think it is your place.
That's why you're on the podcast.
I think Barb's a great woman. I met her. You know, she's very, she loves Peter. That's her baby boy. And like any mother, I think any mother would actually want to protect their son.
And she said that.
And I think that's what, and I, this comes with like the, you know, evergreen caveat of like not knowing what I would do in that situation or being on camera that much. And like, I can very much imagine saying like, oh, I'm going to keep my emotions in check and then getting like a little worked up. But I would think like she does love her son and she does want to protect him and she knows she's being filmed. And at that point he hadn't picked someone. So, you know, your potential daughter-in-law is seeing that and you know, you are putting like your family and your son's sort of like happiness and cordial whatever at risk because you want to say your piece on TV. And I don't think, I genuinely believe the entire Weber family like has the best intentions, but it, it's coming off real rough in this where it's like they like love each other and love their family, but like the way that it was, I don't know. And then the fact that she wouldn't let it go on after the final rose and she kept laying into Madison when it was clear that that's who in that moment, like Peter wanted to be with, felt really, I don't know, very frustrating in the sense that like you do love your son, so like let him, and like he's not getting engaged, that should be the win here, like let him sort of like make his own mistakes or like live his life. And I don't know, I think even on like a friend scale, like we've all been in the place where like you know someone that's dating someone and you're like but you don't give you don't go on national television to lay into them, you wait till they break up and then you're like you made the right call.
I'm sure they'll, I mean, me meeting Barb, I'm sure she'll, if Peter and Madison continue to, you know, go on with this relationship, Barb will warm up to her, for sure. I think this is all what happened. It's so fresh, it's so new that it's bringing up so much emotion and making everyone just be more expressive.
Yeah.
But if Peter and Madison continue, Barb will open up, and there's no doubt about it. But I just think right now everything's so fresh and so right there in the face, like, I don't know. That's my input.
Have you guys ever dated someone and found yourself dealing with a Barb, if you will?
Like a, moms love me. I can't.
No, I'm never pretty good had with
that parents. Never had that issue.
At least if it was, then it was a Barb who, you know, kept it to herself better.
Yeah, don't be so confident. Maybe they were just a little more reserved. But they're not.
They fed me. They said, "Do you want anything else to eat?"
They fed you. That's the reason they liked
you. Moms
cook for me. Oh my God, moms love me. I'm telling you, moms love me.
If you were the mom or someone Dustin dated and you actually hated him, give us a shoot us a DM. We need to know.
Moms aren't DMing.
DM.
Send us an email.
Send us an email.
Send me a postcard.
A letter.
Call this hotline. So, you know, Barb kind of stole the show with her reactions. I think there's a mixed crowd of whether she was out of line or like it was too much. But at the end of the day, it was great TV. And we all know that's how I feel about The Bachelor.
They played it up like that, too. They kept the cameras on her. They knew, like.
But was Peter even there? I felt like it was the Barb show. Like all of the women stole this show. So whatever. And she did come for Madison. Like they kind of swapped words.
Not saying they didn't. What about Mr. Weber? He was like...
Mr. Weber in his like leather blazer jacket he had going on. What was up with that?
Hey, what's wrong with that?
He just has a look, man.
He's a pilot.
That is not what my pilots wear. I don't know what airline you're flying. They're not in leather
blazers. Swag.
He looks like a good time.
Pilots wear leather jackets.
What? Is that like a known thing? Shay, back me up or correct me.
It's like Top Gun. Like pilots are known for wearing like leather jackets.
Commercial airline.
Don't they wear bomber jackets?
Yes.
Those aren't leather jackets.
Bombers can be leather. Yes, they can be leather.
But he wasn't wearing a... If he had been wearing a leather bomber, I think that would have been fine. He's maybe a little old for a leather bomber, but also...
I think you look great, Mr. Weber. I think you look great.
Dustin, this is why parents love you. Just suck up to them the whole time.
Hey, don't
just compliment their fashion choices.
Whatever.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yeah, okay. So I think, you know, everyone wants this to be this like perfect fairy tale, like ends in engagement. And there was no closure with how this ended. Peter's mom, Barb, had some words. Madison kind of like defended herself. And then they just ended. They're like, yeah, we're going to take it day by day.
Yeah.
And they're like, great. We're going to bring out our next bachelorette, Claire.
Ran out of time. I think it was funny. Hunter said that they should have the families meet.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, of course, we were talking about this. And I saw some of this on Twitter as well. It's clear the families aren't thrilled with the significant others.
They're both not, yeah.
I want to see, like, Thanksgiving dinner, like, oh meeting of the families. I don't know if we'll make it to November because it's only March.
That would be great.
Maybe a little, like, cookout, like, in June once the weather's nicer.
That would be so great.
Well, they're not. Peter's in L.A., Madison's in Alabama. Let's do this next week. I would watch this in a heartbeat.
Memorial Day weekend. All right, coming up.
Fill that airtime before Listen to Your Heart starts.
Yeah.
Gotta do something on Monday nights.
I know.
When does that start?
April 13th.
I'm actually really excited for this. I don't know about you guys. Like I love, like, this is like a mixture of Bachelor and American Idol. Like I'm for this.
I get increasingly into it with every promo that they play, and it's gonna disappoint Listen me. To I know your it is.
When it's calling for
When's
you.
When's the last time we had a podcast where you didn't sing heart. Listen to Your Heart?
But he only sings those three lines.
I know, and then that's he's it. Like, I barely even know those words.
So we have a question in the comments that I think we would be remiss not to have a gentle discussion on.
Sure. Okay.
But they, early on in the finale tonight, they flashed to Kelly in the crowd a couple times.
I did see that. Mm-hmm. Kelly.
Kelly, who was a fan favorite and not at the Women Tell All.
People were so upset at that.
Okay, so what the heck? Like, they teased us with her being in the crowd tonight, and that was it. Like, she was just some random on the street that won tickets. They flashed to her the same way they flashed to, you know, someone and their mother just sitting there in the crowd.
Yeah.
But it's Kelly.
Yeah. That was awkward, right? That was kind of weird.
It was weird.
Like, why was she at the Women Tell All? But, hey. It's like they're like, here, hey, it's okay. We got it. We know. Guys, should be quiet.
I have some questions, Kelly. And I know you're local, so.
Let's get Kelly on here.
Yeah. Kelly, come on the pod.
Should we call her right now?
Sure. You think she'll answer? Is she like out in L.A.?
I have no idea.
It's early, right? In L.A.? It's only 8 p.m.? 8 p.m. L.A. time? Watching that stuff go down. So I just thought that was weird. She was a fan favorite. She was someone that everyone was really disappointed about not getting... into Mike, our producer behind me is adjusting the camera. I know, it scared me. I thought it was Mike. So please don't creep up on me like that. So Kelly was there, and I think everyone had a little bit of them that was like, maybe she'll have something on, but no.
I think it was, I mean, this seems like the obvious and cynical answer is that they were trying to do a little makeup. Like, they realized they messed up not inviting her to the Women Tell All. I think they realized they'd been getting like maybe a
backlash.
Little bad press backlash from like the perceived edit when I feel like a lot of fans thought that they were giving her a harsher edit than she deserved. Mm-hmm. So it was a little, you know,
the realest girl of the show is not allowed to come. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we'll bring her back, or at least we'll give, you know, a symbolic nod that like she's still part of the family.
She got 2 seconds on there. Literally, that's it.
There you go. Everything
she's alive.
Out.
But she also got a trip from Chicago to L.A. in this weather, so.
That's true.
You know, looking in L.A.
We love Kelly.
We do, indeed.
I'm a big fan of Kelly. Okay, I want to circle back a little more. I know I'm hung up on Barb, but it was kind of all that happened on this finale here. How much should someone's family have in the relationship? I think there are a lot of people who are lucky to have family that they look to for advice.
Yeah.
But I think that the Webbers, that was more than advice. And I get it. This is The Bachelor. It's a different situation. Mm-hmm. But they were very involved in his decision making. And I felt like it caused tension not only in Peter's relationships, but within the Webber family itself. So do you think that a family should have that much say in a new relationship that's trying to sort its way out?
I think you for sure want to go for just, you know, to hear some words out. But honestly, I think it has nothing to do with the family. In my opinion, if you love someone, you go for it. Your family loves them or not, you just got to go for it. I think it's What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. To have your family that's supportive with your significant other is, it's, gosh, I'm lost for words. Anyways.
That's the podcast. I'm tired. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
It's late. We're emotionally, it's been a long season. We're emotionally drained.
But it's a privilege. Oh, not privilege, but, you know, I'm going along those lines, but it's not needed in a relationship for your family to be supportive in that relationship. Okay. You know, you two are your own. You guys are going to start your own family. But it's always nice when you do have support from the family, but it's not necessarily needed.
Is there anyone in your life that if they said, hey, man, like, absolutely not, like, run from this, that you would take that to heart?
Nope.
Wow. Shay, anyone in your life?
Yeah. I don't think I would. I think Peter's family, and his mom in particular, went a little too far. But my bigger problem was with her delivery and how, like, hard and fast and aggressive she came in with it. Mm-hmm. Where I think your family, and I would say your close friends as well, like, they do know you very well and they do have an outside perspective. So I think their ability to point out to Peter certain things like, hey, like, these are the things, like, outside the world of The Bachelor, these are, like, your hobbies. These are the things you like to do, and these are the things she likes to do. Have you thought about how they will be compatible? So I think if someone came to me and was like, hey, this person, like, I don't know if you've noticed this, but this person and all of their values or their hobbies are kind of at odds with yours, I would take it to heart. I think the aggression and I think Peter was also fair to respond the way he did, where it's like, if someone came to me and was like, you absolutely should not be with this person, I would probably, like, dig in on, like, well, you know, screw you, I'm in love, like, leave me alone. So I don't know. I think family and friends should have not have a say, but should be able to say.
They can, like, have an opinion.
Yeah, and share their opinion. But they shouldn't be, as no one should, in the business of, like, ultimatums or directives.
No.
Imperatives.
And again, I'm sorry you're getting ready to go, but you have to learn from your experiences. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, say if you do listen to your family, you're always going to have that what if in the back of your head, like, I have to find this out for myself.
Yeah.
So regardless if it's the right choice or wrong choice, it is the right choice if it's your choice, because you're learning from this, even if it's the bad choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's how we get through life. We make mistakes, we learn from it, we grow. And as much as family wants to protect us and lead us from those heartaches actually make us better. And that's my two cents.
That was great advice. That's wonderful.
That was kind of good, wasn't it?
Good, right? Yeah, you're like, okay, yeah, I can do this. Hey. I can do this.
What about you, Ashley? You don't get out of the question.
I do. I think, you know, just echoing what you guys said, I think that it's important for people that you respect, like, to provide influence, but to not dictate the ultimate decision. So I appreciate hearing feedback if there are red flags, but I don't need to hear every little complaint that someone has, because they're not dating them. That's not their problem.
And you shouldn't yell at me about how I should be dating someone else.
I can't imagine my parents, like, crying over someone I'm dating to my face in the way that was put on for this production.
My mom's a crier, but I don't know if she would cry like that. I don't know.
Imagine how awful the person would have to be.
You talk about red flags. I saw a funny meme the other day. It was when you're in a, I don't know. It was something about, like, when you really love someone and you see these red flags, those red flags look like Six Flags or something like that. I thought that was hilarious, and that was so true.
I definitely find myself doing that. I'll see something really funny on Twitter and I go to, like, say it out loud. And I just butcher it. I'm like, never mind, forget it.
It's better. You had to read it. You had to see it. You should have been there.
You should have been there. Going back to Shay, what you said, though, you know, relationships are about compromise. Mm. And you're not going to find someone that's like, well, what you did say is that, you know, going back to having lifestyle choices or things that you align on, you're always going to compromise. You're not going to find someone that is a clone of you.
Never.
But how much compromise you wouldn't want is that either. Too much compromise? Because I think Peter's brother was kind of pressing him on some of the lifestyle differences that him and Madison have in regards to their social life.
Mm-hmm.
But at what point is when is too much compromise? When is compromise too much? Compromise.
I have no answer for that. Let me say compromise one more time. You see, I'm single. I have no idea. I don't know what's right or wrong these days. But
you know what's right or wrong?
I know what's right or wrong, but I just don't, you know. I don't know what's too much compromise and what's not, you know? But they do say opposites do attract, so you never know. So it's hard to say. That's a large scale. I think when it does come to too much or not enough, I think it is, it's always based on religion, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Someone's religion believes and how they live their lifestyle. Those seem to be the ultimate comparison, not comparisons, but.
Like yeah. Deal breakers.
Deal breakers.
I feel like also in the midst of an election, politics.
Oh, yeah, right? I think another. More than ever now, politics for sure.
Well, they say you never talk about religion and politics.
Yeah. Or money.
Or money. And it's like those are three like.
I'm talking
things,
about all of those.
Right? Yeah. If you're trying to like make a life with someone.
Maybe not off the first date, but maybe on the first. Oh, well,
yeah, like, let's talk about not to talk about on the first date.
I say don't talk about money on the first date. Mm-hmm. And I think it's okay to talk lightly about religion and politics.
Lightly. I think it's okay to like talk about it enough to get a sense of like.
Which direction?
Your vague leanings in either regard. But maybe we don't need to like dive into like,
debate or push your beliefs
right,
on
like
someone.
Like how you felt about someone's SNL experience or something. Like we don't need to get that heated yeah. that fast.
Anything else off the topic?
No.
No, that's it. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Mike was. I don't know what he was saying.
I know
to
Mike
me.
Is sitting behind me, so I have no idea what's going on.
He's doing funny faces back there.
Amazing. I guess kind of keep going along with the finale here. When we think back on everything that happened, are you guys satisfied with the ending? The silence it speaks for itself.
Silence is deafening.
I don't. Well, I think it's hard to say because I don't know. We don't know really where Madison and Peter stand. You know, they're going to try to work some things out. So it's still kind of left up in the air. I'm happy for, I mean, I felt bad for Hannah Ann. I did. She's a strong woman and she knows how to handle herself well. So I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, the things she does in the future. But honestly, she's young though too. Like she has so much life to live before she even thinks about getting engaged. Mm-hmm. So maybe that was a blessing for her.
I know she's got some time before she's the next bachelorette.
I know, right?
I think is what you're saying.
We could do a shot on that. I bet she will be a bachelorette.
Oh my God. I would love to watch her do that. Yeah.
I say in about 2 years? Mike said 10.
Yeah, 10? Right. She's too old at 10, right?
Yeah, I would say 2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years? She'll be like 25?
I think those, yeah.
Ish.
Because she doesn't seem, even though that's her age, she doesn't seem like a 22-year-old.
She's mm-hmm. Yeah, she's shown a lot of maturity.
And I don't think that'll be an issue.
Absolutely. Were you satisfied with the ending?
I'm satisfied for Peter to the extent that I feel like he would not feel satisfied unless he fully got to see this thing with Madison through, where it's mm-hmm. like he had a connection with her from the very beginning. And as much as we can watch the show and be like, Hannah Ann was the obvious choice, whether they need to get engaged or not, like that relationship seemed like rock solid to all of us. I think we all saw that for him, there was so much doubt there, or like at least so much curiosity about what could be there with Madison, that there would not have been like, this was the most, with the exception of his lack of parental support, the most satisfying ending for him as TV. Absolutely not. Yeah. As TV, it felt like the finale was a huge scramble. Like, I don't know, because I don't think I've watched the show, I know I haven't watched the show enough to know how much precedent there is here, but it seems like they're increasingly relying on action that happens after the Bachelor is over to manufacture drama, where it's like when the show ended, it was your fairly standard Bachelor season. It was a little spicy because Madison left, but otherwise it was like, ah, okay, they got engaged and then they broke up. It happens. I'm with the Bachelor.
Right.
But instead they were like, well, we need something to make this, at least this, again, the cynic, it felt like we need something to make this more exciting. So they sent Chris Harrison on his little excursion to Alabama. They brought in Barb to get vocal in the audience. And I think I was a little disappointed in how forced the finale felt. And after a season that I think sometimes, you know, cycled through a lot of those like flashpoints of drama, it wasn't super satisfying yeah. on that.
I'm kind of going through some of the comments on our live stream here, and not a lot of love for Mrs. Weber.
People going in on her?
People, I don't say going in. However, it wasn't the kindest words in the world. Yeah. They're, you know, here we go.
People are mean online.
Mariah, they sure are. Quote, Peter's mom is a jerk.
She's Aww. Not a jerk.
Horrible, horrible bachelor. I was a fan until this mess. It seems people are a little upset with how this ended. And a lot of people think that the family element was too much. Mm-hmm. However,
it is bringing in something that they didn't previously. Like, it usually wasn't, if at least, as again, as I understand it, like, there were the hometowns, there was the meet the parents, but it wasn't like, they didn't, it was definitely a change, a twist.
I said this as someone, again, who's always trying to make the show more enticing as a television program. Let's have overbearing parents involved from, like, day one, where it's just, like, a mom constantly, like, a barb interfering in someone's relationship. That would make for such good TV.
I believe was an MTV jam called Date My Mom.
Date My Mom, yes. We did see that. But didn't they literally go on the date with the mothers?
Yeah, that's true. So yeah. Is it parental control then? We were recently discussing MTV shows, and there are so many that involve parents. I'm sure the idea is there
parental
somewhere.
Control. I thought that was the one where, like, you were dating someone really shady, allegedly, to the parent, and they'd be like, "We don't like her boyfriend," and then they set them up with three different people.
Oh yeah, they tried. I remember. Yeah,
Mrs. Weber would actually love to do that because she doesn't love.
Right. Oh my God, Mrs. Weber should bring back parental control. What a Bachelor spinoff. They should buy the rights to parental control, especially if they're casting 22, 23-year-old women on the show. Parents are very much involved. Mm-hmm. They're young. I also loved Next.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved watching Next. Do you remember that?
I remember Next.
The big old bus.
People getting right off the bus and getting Next. How embarrassing. You know, people talk about being on the Bachelor, Bachelorette, and getting sent home night one.
Oh, man.
How about you just step off the bus and your ass gets sent home right away? Like, my boys would talk so much shit about me if that happened.
That was the one where there was, like, monetary value on how long you lasted. Imagine having your worth quantified like that.
And there was, like, a little ticking, like, monetary clock in the bottom. So every minute you got a dollar.
Oh, that's right.
So people would get, like, $2. And it's like, you lasted 2 minutes on the show? I just got a little message here. Did you guys ever watch I Love New York?
No.
I did.
There you go. I did. So I guess she had her mom on throughout the show.
Oh my God. That shit was so crazy.
That's some good dating. We did a deep dive down the rabbit hole of old dating shows for a little side project.
Is there an MTV dating show of yesteryear that you would go on?
For me?
Yeah.
I would probably do, like, the challenge, and I would do that, right? That looks fun.
I feel like it's like The Bachelor where they end up dating each other anyways.
Exes on the beach just scares the shit out of me.
That would be amazing.
Scares the shit out of me.
We're going to send you a submission tape.
Hell no.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
You're going to need a call one day. You're just going to, like, be on autopilot.
Could you imagine just, you know, you're going to this house and it's beautiful. You got beautiful people in there and you're just, you know, vibing and your ex comes in there.
What's that?
Oh, my God. Especially, like, an ex that you had, like, issues with or something. Oh, my gosh.
You're like, oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like you have a bad ex or multiple.
No, I'm not talking no shit about my exes. They're lovely.
You just
ladies.
Did, subliminally.
I would just like to have them in that situation.
Wasn't one of them getting spicy in your DMs the other week?
What's that?
Wasn't there the one that was DMing you and we read
that
about
that? That was an ex. That was a random hookup.
There's a difference, Shay.
There's a difference.
She wouldn't be invited to ex on the beach.
She would not be allowed on there.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. That was funny, though.
Going through the comments here, I feel like it really was a mixed bag. Was it, as Chris Harrison said, the most dramatic ending ever?
To me, dramatic
is, like, fist fight, people screaming, like, ratchet, everyone going wild. And everyone just looks sad and disappointed. Is that dramatic?
I don't know. I didn't see this happening, so I guess it was... You're good at words, Shay. We talked about
Shay, this. Translate our frustration.
I wish I had Shay in my pocket at all times. So I'm like, what? I need a word. What's
this
word?
It's like Siri, but it's Shay.
She's got like all these big words she uses.
Translate.
Thank you.
Was okay.
It was excellent. No, that's going very much longer. Now I'm on the spot. I'm going to lose all vocabulary that I ever had.
That's okay.
What was the question?
You know, I don't know. I'm just reading the comments here on Peter's family. And Kathy says, Peter needs to move far, far away. His family will sabotage them wherever they can.
That's terrible.
Now, you know the Webbers.
I do know them.
Do you think they were unfairly depicted to the entire country?
I think.
As, like, overbearing family?
I think Peter's been living in his house for, you know, however long he is. She's attached to Peter. Mm-hmm. That's her baby boy. And it doesn't matter, like, who you are, like... I don't know. Peter, he probably left for college but came back, and, like, she just feels so involved in his life, like, every day. And you know, it might just take time for her to, you know, break that whenever he moves out and moves on. But then she, I think she was just being protective of her little boy.
But does she need to be protective of a, how old is he, 27-year-old man?
Does she? Probably not, but it's just her instincts, motherly instincts. And can we really talk unless, like if you had a child right now, you might feel the same way.
Okay, don't play that card.
I'm just saying. That's don't play it's that perspe- card. Like, let's be fair. That's all I'm saying.
I think at a certain point, though, you got to, like, push them out of the nest and, like,
of course, but
trust them to fly.
Yeah.
You're not chewing their food and spitting it in their mouth. Like, you push them out of the nest.
I know, but I mean, a lot of times in land culture, though, a lot of people stay in the house until they get married.
You're right. You're right. I'm ignorant. Different cultures. Different cultures.
But, you know, that's just how. And Peter's mom's from Cuba. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just how their family has always been. Yeah. But it's all perspective. Of course, in any of these shows, doesn't matter how the ending would be, not everyone's going to be happy. Yeah. Not everyone's going to be sad. It's just going to be a mix of everything. So... can't please everyone. That's just how life is. And we have to take it that way.
I feel like her Bachelor fan jumped out too, where it's like we were just talking the other week with the Women Tell All about how people get way too worked up and in their emotions and in people's DMs with the most aggressive of statements. And obviously she wasn't saying anything that cruel or mean, but it was still like she had the person that she wanted him to be with and she felt really strongly about it. And it didn't go that way. And she was just like, you know, she's like upset. Any fan, she was having a hard time with it.
I know. I feel like most of our comments here are disagreeing. I want to give her the benefit of the doubt that, you know, she loves him. It came from a place of love and care. Of course, and it just came off a little strong. Hey, but yeah, we got a lot
here. I tell you what, Latin women are very passionate.
Passionate, our favorite word on the podcast. I've
known that from...
our favorite word.
I've dated a Latina in my life, and she was a passionate lady, I tell you. There you go. So...
wow, no.
And that's all I got to say about that.
I was going to unpack that a little bit, but here we go.
Follow-up questions.
Passionate. Yeah, I mean, in the comments here, and again, our Facebook comments are not indicative of the entire everyone that watched, but it's a lot of like, I thought parents were supposed to love their children unconditionally. I would never do that to my son. He is a mama's boy. I can't believe he went against her. There's a difference. Yeah, there's a difference in being supportive and overbearing. Her behavior is unhealthy. And that seems to be the trend of all our comments here. So, I know, that face kind of says it all. So, no love for Barb.
I got love for you, Barb. I got love for you.
Maybe Barb should host the Bachelor Senior spinoff show.
I think she would be great, you know.
I think she would be an awesome.
She's coming for Chris Harrison's job. Right? He can't possibly host them all. The man needs a vacation.
This man is killing it.
Is he that way? He like shows up once an episode.
These shows are all exactly. It's kind of a job.
They get a paycheck. Like you're killing it.
I know, but he's not overworked. So let's be honest.
He don't look. He's looking good on there. Right? He's looking younger, kind of
relaxed. Has two kids, as we learned tonight.
Yeah, we learned tonight. He's like as a father, and we both were like, "What?"
Yeah.
Do we know anything about him? So, man, I feel like I'm definitely intrigued now that the cat's out of the bag. Yeah. I think part of this is we usually know how the season's going to end. And Reality Steve kind of spiraled this week, if you will.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know how the season was going to end.
Thank God, though. I'm glad. Like, I'm getting so tired of spoilers.
Yeah.
This next one, I'm not going to watch any spoilers.
It's so hard to avoid them.
What was nice about this
I'm going to block them all.
And the fact that there weren't any spoilers is that you could do theories while knowing that nobody knew, like the spoilers weren't out there. So anytime you saw like an elaborate theory or whatever on Reddit, you knew it was just a theory. And like that ticked Reality Steve off to no end because I guess he was interpreting theories and spoilers as synonyms, which they're not. But I think it's fun. Like, fan theories are fun. You see it with shows like Game of Thrones and Westworld and whatever else. Like, it's fun to, like, see those things out. And then when they're true or they're right or there's a sliver of correct, it's like, oh, my God, I got it.
It's not fun when everyone knows, though.
Yeah.
So we got to let that play
And then it's
out.
Not fun when some people know. And then those people are like, I have a theory. And, like, they actually, like, know because they were the spoilers. And I don't know. So, yeah, like, I think it was kind of – I, for one, would be glad if his sources never come back. You sound so aggressive. Oh my God.
I'm going to manifest that.
I'm going to be like the New York sign guy this year and get a sign.
The cardboard
no
guy.
Spoilers.
Yeah. No spoilers on The Bachelor.
No spoilers.
We can do it here in Chicago.
I know.
We can New York, right?
We could do that on Michigan Avenue.
There's so many corners that could be ours.
There's many corners in the city of Chicago.
There's
You're
a lot
right.
of corners out here.
You're right.
Shoot, I've worked a corner a couple. I'm joking. I have not. Never. I'm joking.
Everyone's got to make a living. Okay. whatever you got to do. On that
I do have a question for the group before we...
Yeah.
Who from Peter's season do you want to see more of in the Bachelor universe? So like a Bachelor in Paradise, as a future Bachelorette. I guess those are the two options right now. Like who do you want to not have seen the last of? That was a really poorly phrased question. Besides Kelly.
Who do we
want to
bring back? Obviously we love Kelly.
Yeah.
Love Kelly.
She's on my list.
Who else was? Man, I need our sheet.
I know. Have to get so many names. Unfortunately, we had like a sheet of all the contestants, and I sharpied them off every week. So
to keep it short, of course, like I would love to see more of Hannah Ann. I think she, you know, like we talked about, strong young woman. I think she holds her own, and yeah, I vote her next Bachelorette after this year.
Wow. Okay, that's it. No one else. Okay, here's a hot take. What about it doesn't work out for Peter? A third round of Peter.
Oh my God. I like just the one and done. So I don't know if I, even when the people wanted Hannah Brown to be, I like just the one and done's.
Okay.
Me though, I'm new to the Bachelor game, but I prefer a one and done.
Keep it fresh.
Here's a question that you may or may not be able to answer. Do Bachelor related contracts like make you, is there like a non-compete clause for other dating shows? Like, could Peter not go on an MTV show because he's...
Well, he could after his contract's up.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about the lead. You might have to be stuck. I don't know how that
it's
is.
Like you kind of find love with someone else.
But as a contestant, show. Yeah, after my contract's up, I could do whatever. But
yeah, I would kind of hope that he would, you know.
I'm sure his contract's a little longer.
Oh, sure.
Okay, also now that I've had time to sit on it, some of the spitfires from the season, we had Sydney. She had some personality to her, right? Sydney?
I could see her.
I'm catching some eyes going on behind me. I don't know what that's about.
Sydney's really cute.
There you go.
I think she's a sweet, cute Sweet, cute Southern girl.
Words.
Noted Shay translate.
I wouldn't mind to see more of Sydney.
She's a cutie.
See, there you go. See, we got a vote for Sydney in the group. I knew that'd get one. There it is.
All right, we're done with this.
No,
question who we want to see.
That was too easy.
We're done. We have any questions for Big Mike over there?
Mike, tradition on the podcast, if you want to indulge yourself, we have a fun tradition of opening our DMs.
Man.
Oh, that was a fast note.
I know mine are crazy. Just tell a funny story, Mike. Give a funny story.
Yeah. We don't open them. I don't need to open them.
She opened mine. That was good.
This is a safe space. Okay. It's okay.
You ain't shit, Mike.
Unfortunate. Whatever.
He owns the DMs.
The DMs.
I know his DMs must be crazy.
He's crazy. Giggling in the corner. He knows
there's some good stuff.
There's some good stuff.
I know if mine's good. I know shit. Okay. Shit, Mike.
Mike, here's the question, though. Give me a thumb. Is it sent or received? What are the crazier messages?
Like, what does that mean?
I took back the thumbs up. I was trying to, he's not on the microphone.
like sent or received.
What are the crazier messages? The one you get or the one you receive back? Or no, the ones you send?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the ones he receives.
Okay, well, you're not Mike. I was asking
I already know.
You already know. Is that true?
Listen to my brother.
I know.
Oh, okay. We love the DM. So, unfortunately,
Ashley loves the DMs.
I love the DMs.
She's
so
intrigued by the DMs. Let's see what we
get. I really like to know what gets a response. Like, of all the crazy things that end up in your DMs, what actually?
Well, you gotta have I like funny. A funny DM is always good. You know.
Yeah.
I don't reply to nudes. I look at the nudes.
Yeah, we know your nudes.
I don't reply. But something funny is good, but also like it's kind of nice to see who you're talking to. So if your page is on private, I don't want to have a conversation with someone that I don't know what's going on. I don't know what person you are. I don't know this or that. And so again, if your account is private, why is it private? Who are you hiding from? What do we have to
Employers,
hide?
Employers, parents, I don't know.
Why can't we be real?
I agree with you.
I know some people are teachers and so therefore your occupation, you don't see your stuff.
Yeah, students need to know.
Yeah, so we're coming from the peanut gallery.
That might be true.
Teachers
like,
do that a lot.
Damn, I feel sorry for
you. We have a comment here, though. Mike and Sydney would be precious. Heart eye emoji.
I don't like that. I mean, what? Huh?
No other comments here about that, but I'm just going to put that up into the universe. Yeah.
Everyone thinks Mike would look cute with everybody. They're just
Is there some tension in the friendship?
Yeah, forget Mike. Forget Mike. Forgive. I have a funny story.
Okay, tell me a funny story.
Wait, what's with?
Look at them. Oh. You guys.
I have a funny story. So I was in Tampa Bay. I was in Tampa one weekend, and I was there for my buddy's wedding, and we were going to do bottle service at this pool party because I was going to buy him a bottle for his wedding, and we did so. And before we got there, our host lady was talking to the girls from the cabana next to us and tell them, oh yeah, that black guy is going to be here from, you know, the Bachelorette. And they were getting so excited, like, oh my God, I can't wait. And then they see me and they said, that's not Mike. They were so disappointed that I wasn't Mike. I was like, God damn.
Oh, that's, yeah. I don't, like, I ruined, I have nothing I
ruined
to say.
Their, I ruined their day.
I have nothing
day.
To say other than like,
didn't that happen with Clay? Where
that happened with Clay too.
Where he was in the gym and they were like, oh,
yeah. Clay told, yeah.
There can only be one. Man. That's ridiculous.
Be like Mike, I tell you what.
Damn, I'm so sorry that happened.
I love Mike.
That's tough.
I love Mike. I've been talking shit to Mike since day one, since I met him,
that's
I think.
Good.
We walked in the house, we just started talking shit, and that's how we vibe.
The sincerest, like, right? That's how you know it's real.
Yeah.
That's like true love.
If you don't talk shit to your friends, are you really friends?
I agree.
Absolutely not.
Unless it's like an HR thing.
Like, I will shit on my friends. Like, I will shit on you. Talk, I will bring you down.
Oh,
but also lift you up. But,
right. Yeah. That's, it's all about balance.
All about
such
balance.
Such is life.
Yeah. Shit talking is a love language.
It is my love language for sure. Guys, we're wrapping up here. Any other takeaways from the not only the finale, but Peter's season as a whole? No?
This is my first Bachelor season that I've watched from start to finish. Yeah. I've watched beginning episodes, I've watched ending episodes, I've watched middle episodes, and now I've seen a full season.
Yeah.
So this is a personal landmark.
I'm just happy that Peter is done with it and he can finally live his life and be free. And,
seems like he is too.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you have any plans to hang out with Peter in the near future?
I'll probably see him next month. Maybe a couple times. I'll be in LA doing the race and I have a boxing match.
I'm sorry.
Charity.
Wait, what race? What boxing
I'm doing
match?
The half marathon. And
plug
I'm,
yourself.
Let's plug. Let's plug. So I'm doing the half marathon with a lot of Bachelor Nation folk people. Yeah, not a full one. I need some time for that.
You guys did the full marathon here, though, right?
We did. Okay. Yeah, that was crazy. I have a charity boxing match that's in LA.
I'm sorry, so, when? Why?
It's for charity, you know? So
are you going to win?
Yeah, I'm going to win. Shit, I hope so. Okay. I just don't want to get knocked out. I don't care if I lose, but as long as I don't get knocked out.
Is it other people that we would recognize?
It's going to be through Bachelor Nation throughout the years. I don't know who they are.
So oh my God.
There's so many people, but yeah, I'm sure I'll see him. And, also, yeah. For anyone that's watching, I started a new, cooking show on my Instagrams called Herd Chef, and I'm going around Chicago for the top chefs teaching me something, that they know about cooking, and it's interesting and fun. And, yeah, I hope you guys tune in.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
So don't get hurt boxing. When is the boxing match?
It's in April.
April.
I've been training a little bit.
I've seen it on Instagram. I just thought it was like you just like, you know, trying to be fit and like
trying to be
humble
fit.
Brag
I'm
on Instagram.
I'm trying not to get knocked out.
Right,
I'm trying to protect his face. Shit.
Battle of the Bachelor. Is that what this is called?
Yeah. Wait, Battle of the Bachelors.
That's somewhere. A 2019 post. I don't know how much I trust. Oh,
have you ever boxed before? Clicking.
With friends, not like...
Not for real.
Recreationally for real. Like this, yeah.
Oh my God.
Been in a couple fights.
Good for you. Is it going to be streamed anywhere? Do you know?
It will be streamed. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'll give it to you guys for sure.
Okay. So, you'll put it out on your socials.
I'll put it on my socials for everyone
fans,
to watch.
You know?
It's for the fans to
for
watch.
The fans. We want to let them know
when
you are.
I need everyone's support.
All right, Shay, before we wrap this up, do you want to do your superlatives?
Oh, I do. Yes.
No, you love your superlatives.
I do. I'll love a yearbook inspired
So, the first
event.
One you have here is biggest villain of the season.
Yeah.
The entire season. Biggest villain?
You know, I gotta go Victoria F.
Victoria F, biggest villain.
For I was sure. gonna go with a catty one, and then I decided to go with Victoria F.
Okay.
I think
that's a great choice. I almost want to say Peter is the biggest villain.
That
like he could not get out of his own way this whole season.
That was the one that I was going to say, and then I was like, you know what? No, hold back. No.
Yeah, like, no, it's not that he's a villain. I just think he was his own biggest
enemy.
You have
enemy. To want to be a villain to be a villain.
I don't think so.
How could you accidentally be a villain?
Peter.
He's not a villain. He was just...
He couldn't get out of his own way.
I don't know. I don't want to put any villain spots on anybody, again, because of, you know... two shows ago where people were really like taking this villain stuff very serious. But someone that was probably most problematic.
Okay.
I would say Victoria P.
P or F?
F. Whoops.
F.
Victoria P was kind of.
She was a villain.
She also was a little sus.
I didn't like that lying.
Right,
shit.
The lying.
I can't be with a liar.
She came in with this incredible life story, and then she was full of shit.
Yeah, we can't do it. We don't mess with liars, but.
All right, on the other end of that spectrum, season, the hero of the season.
Hannah Ann.
Yeah, I was going to say, we love Callie, but I think Hannah Ann, really, especially with the finale tonight and her, like, standing up for herself and, like, kind of telling Peter how it was. I was like, yeah, good for you, girl. Yeah.
Okay.
Live your best life.
Okay, okay. I was going to say, I was not particularly entertained by this season, and I loved watching Barb tonight, so she saved the season for me.
Interesting.
Barb saved the season, and her little nugget of her crying, like teasing that for weeks kept me invested, so Barb is my hero. I loved her, you know, being vulnerable in front of the camera.
We love Barb.
Barb looks like a good time, and like an honest, loving mom. I can get it past the little
eye
roll.
She's loyal.
She's a rat. Yes. You could tell.
She was loyal.
Are you on her good side?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You hesitated a little, okay.
I have no reason to be on her bad side.
I mean, that's what you think.
Barb, you're not mad at me, are you? Barb?
Barb?
Are you mad at me? Don't be mad at me.
Barb? She doesn't know about the that thing.
What thing?
The thing you know.
There's no thing, Barb.
There's no thing. Barb, love you. And favorite moment from the season.
Man, I'm trying to think.
Guys, you think on it. I already know what mine is. Night one, that cow.
Oh,
coming
that
in.
Cow is cute.
Ashley P, I believe was
Ashley
her name.
P, the
my
cow.
Girl, Ashley P.
Emotional support.
Favorite moment. It was a high, and the rest of the season just.
I'm also going with an early days choice, and it was, I believe it was Kelly when they were supposed to be doing the. You know, like the swerving or whatever, like the obstacle course thing. And she just went dead straight. And I can't remember what your exact quote was about cheating, but it was like, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
And, you know, that was that. And the snitches line was like the themes of the season.
Snitches get stitches.
And I think you could probably make the case that I won't right now, but that in some way Madison did play a. I don't know. I'm losing the plot, but yeah. I feel like
there's a long season.
There's a theme there that I could tie to Madison's victory in Barb, but it's late, so we're going to move on.
And I'll have to say, I think the thing that I cracked up the most was that damn champagne.
Champagne
gate. That was hilarious. And then when that happened, when I heard that, I was just cracking up so
in the
hard.
Distance, and everyone was like,
because
you champagne?
Knew, oh,
like it was
man.
Thunder.
Even though
or
all that was dragged out so long, that was so hilarious.
And when she drank the like exploding bottle.
Yeah.
Long live the memes.
Yeah.
Kelsey's whole arc was delightful.
She was a treat.
Highs, lows, wine stomping and grape stomping in Iowa, everything.
Oh my God, I forgot about the grape stomping.
A family that looked entirely identical. Just
well, we survived the season.
We did indeed.
Peter maybe fell in love. I still don't really know how the season ended tonight.
Fingers crossed.
But it ended. But our podcast will not. We are still going to, we're going to ride this out with Bachelor Nation. We're going to be doing podcasts for Listen to Your Heart.
Yes.
The Bachelorette. Woo. Bachelor in Paradise. We're just going to keep it going. We also have a couple interviews lined up with special guests as we are in limbo between the different episodes of Bachelor spinoff. So
yeah, check in with us before April 13th. We will still be talking about Bachelor things, and if not Bachelor things that are hopefully relatable and interesting to Bachelor fans.
Yeah, there is no shortage of it.
I think we need to get a senior citizen in here for Bachelor seniors.
Oh my God, Bachelor
seniors,
the one I'm most excited for.
We have to get
how
a real senior
Barb
citizen
in here. Barb is a co-host.
Can you got the connect for Barb?
I think I'll call Barb.
All right, I'll
a guest
Barb.
Episode.
Yeah, Barb. We call Pete's dad, Peter. Call him.
The Webbers. A day with the Webbers would be. It's like a fever
That'd
dream
be
for me.
Delightful.
Amazing. So we're gonna stick it out. We're gonna be talking things. You know, Love is Blind. All that fun stuff. We've been doing the dating rounds. All the trash TV that we love to
just
act like
shows,
we don't watch.
I'm so excited for Listen to Your Heart.
Listen
I can't tell
heart.
You how much I'm excited for
We're
this.
Gonna pull back all the clips.
And I don't
singing.
Know anybody from there too, so it's actually
really
great.
I think that's
really
the
great.
Best part, right? Everyone's like, hell yeah, strangers singing.
Yeah,
drama.
I'm excited.
We love it. So we appreciate you guys listening in to us all season long. It's been a thrill. We hope you continue to listen. Follow us on Twitter. Give us a like, Spotify, iTunes, all those fun stuff. You know the drill. Listen, like, subscribe, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
See ya.